You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Another name we know very well does his business at the Melbourne Storm. And haven't they showed us a bit of everything in the first few weeks of this NRL season? Up, down.
Haven't showed us a win, though, unfortunately.
Well, they've shown us one, but they would like a couple more. They're 1-2 on the season so far.
They did
get the better of the
Eels.
They
did early, didn't they?
They did. But coming off a loss to the Gold Coast, up really hot and humid up there on Saturday. So let's touch base with, of course, Frank Panisi. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hey, Sam, great to be on, and you have to remind, I'm glad you reminded Jer about our first win. We need every win we can take.
So. I was going to say, it's been a bad couple of weeks. I didn't mean to make it worse.
No, it has. I can't defend that, dear. The last 2 weeks have been most disappointing, not just the losses, but the way we've played, very unstorm-like and really disappointing.
So how's it looked in the aftermath of this one, this loss up on the Gold Coast, Frank? What's been the wash-up out of it going forward?
Well, Sam, the disappointing part about the loss was that we were winning 24-12 just before half-time, and I wouldn't say we were in cruise control, but certainly had the game well under control, and we basically allowed them back into the game with a pretty soft try before half-time, but it was a two tries after half-time that basically, they were, from our errors, they didn't even have to work for it. They just picked up the ball and scored. Mm. That was really disappointing. So we had a team with a foot on the throat and really had them under the pump, and we allowed them off the canvas and allowed them to throw the first couple of jabs in the second half.
Do you feel like in this part of the world anyway, you almost pay the price for your previous success, of which there has been a lot of, Frank, but do you feel like we're unfairly comparing this Storm team to the great teams of years gone by in a way?
No, I don't think so, Sam. Look, I think we'd like to be judged highly. I think the standards, the way we go about our business at the Storm, is very, very high. So when you have performances like the last 2 weeks, we deserve the criticism that comes our way. So that's just part of the business. Mm. And hopefully it'll help the players and strive the players to be better starting this coming Friday night.
So you may lose Jerome Hughes. You're taking that to the judiciary. But you may get back Cam Munster. So it could be a really good result or a really bad result.
Yeah, or it could be a bit of both. But hopefully, look, we're confident with Jerome Hughes. We thought, well, if he's guilty of the charge, we thought a grade two is harsh.
Yep.
So we think we've got a really good defence to it tomorrow night. But it's a bit of a luck of the draw at times. So, we're going to have to be at our best tomorrow night with our judiciary council and hopefully get a downgrade to a ground one, which will allow him to play this Friday night. And as you said, with Cameron Munster, he'll see the surgeon later in the week with hopefully have his pin removed. If so, he'll be able to play. So the doctor's quite confident. So hopefully we've got a Cameron Munster, Jerome Hughes at 6 and 7, which will be really important for us.
The great news for the Storm is that you had a debutant on the weekend, just a 20-year-old who killed it.
He did. He scored a try. I'm pretty sure it was his first touch of the game. And, his first touch in NRL. A young 20-year-old, Jonah Pizet, he's been flying his try up there at Brisbane East this year in our feeder team. And last year played mainly in our under-20 21s, but finished the season for Brisbane East. So he's worked hard and, he certainly took his opportunity. Didn't have a lot of opportunities in the second half, but with the ones he did, I thought he handled himself really well.
Do you sign him up on a longer term, given that everybody's so eager to pull apart the Storm's, treasure chest?
No, we've already done that. That last year, and when he played, he was the man of the match in the under-21 State of Origin match between New South Wales and Queensland. He was the best player on the field. So it was just before that, around that, we started discussions with his management, and he'll be here for the next few years. So, look, if either Jerome Hughes misses out at the judiciary or Cameron Munster doesn't get up to play, he's a high chance of playing again, or if not off the bench anyway.
Speaking of Storm football boss Frank Panisi, so Frank, home game Friday night, always big events, of course. You've got the West Tigers, and they're winless. So this is a golden opportunity, at least on paper, and you wouldn't want to underestimate them, we know that, but a really good opportunity on paper to at least even the ledger at 2-2.
Yeah, Sam, look, there's no give me wins here, and this won't be. They'll be desperate. 0-3. They've got a new coach and one of the most experienced coaches of the game, Tim Sheens, helping Benji Marshall. And the style I've played, it was always going to take them a while to get used to the way Benji Marshall wants to play, very attacking. So we've got to get ready for that. But look, most important thing we've got to worry about is ourselves and make sure that we're far more disciplined with the ball, not give away the penalties that we've been giving away, and put together an 80-minute performance because, you know, we need a win. We don't want to be 1-4. We want to be 2-4. And so this is a really important game, and we're, you know, hoping to get the crowd behind us come Friday night.
Well, I guess we should get a tip off you, given that it's the Battle of Brisbane for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's going to have, you know, worldwide interest, and I don't say that lightly. It will. So who are you going for?
neither team really excites me in terms of being a fan, but look, I think that and you've got to give the Dolphins credit the way they've started the season. They've been fantastic the way they've played. One of our former players also at the judiciary panel tomorrow night, Felice Kaufusi.
Yes.
He's going for a downgrade as well. So I think it really hinges if Felice Kaufusi can get off, get downgraded to one. I think the Dolphins can beat the Broncos. If not, I'll probably lean slightly towards the Broncos.
Just one last one from me, Frank. Is there a balance in a week like this where, you know, the cage has been rattled a bit mentally with the players? Is there a balance with, you know, correcting the things you need to correct and perhaps being a bit more disciplinarian about things and then balancing that with, you know, picking them up when they're probably down and a bit of that welfare side of things? Is it something that you try to balance in times like this?
Yeah, it is. But I think probably the focus this week, Sam, is showing them how we had that game under control and we let it slip. Is what we and probably looked at key moments, whereas probably the week before, hand on heart, the Bulldogs were the best team really for the majority of the 80 minutes. But this is a game of 24-12. We had it under control. So learning from the experience and being, you know, hard about it, but I think it was a real learning experience on Saturday.
Well, Frank, we wish you well. Love having you on each and every week, of course. So we wish you well. The kickoff against West Tigers this Friday at 6 p.m. Big game for the Storm at home. Appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared.
It's Frank Panisi there, Jared. He's a beauty. I love Frank.
No, he's a good man. He's been with us for a long time now, Frank, and done a great job. But he's got some challenges coming ahead.